Exam Rejectus Fast Track, Chapter 6, Working with Network Access Protection. The Network Access Protection, or NAP, platform main objective is to validate the state of a client computer before connecting to a private network and offer a source of remediation. NAP clients include Windows Vista, Windows Server 2008, and Windows XP Service Pack 3. The NAP API will allow other ISVs to write software to be enforced by NAP. NAP provides the following areas of functionality: health state validation, network access limitation, automatic remediation, and ongoing compliance. DHCP NAP enforcement is the easiest enforcement implementation of NAP available. IPv6 is not supported with DHCP enforcement implementation. The DHCP server and NPS server can be supported on the same server by installing the two server roles. During the VPN connection, NPS uses PEAP messages to send NAP information to the client. All PEAP messages between the VPN client and NAP are routed through the NPS server. If the VPN client is non-compliant, the client will be directed to the restricted network with IP filters. NAP health policies are a combination of settings for health determination and enforcement of infrastructure compliance. The following sets of settings make up NAP health policies: connection request policies, network policies, health policies, and NAP settings. NAP health policies are configured using the Network Policy Server console. NPS in Windows 2008 Server replaces IAS in Windows 2003 Server. Network policies have four options for NAP enforcement: allow full network access, allow full network access for a limited time, allow limited access, and enable auto-remediation of client computers. IPsec NAP enforcement breaks the network down to three logical networks by using health certificates provided by the Health Certificate Server, or HCS. The three distinct networks are Secure Network, Boundary Network, and Restricted Network. Flexible host isolation refers to the ease of network isolation provided with the IPsec method of NAP enforcement. IEEE 802.1x standards define an effective framework for controlling and authenticating clients to a wired or wireless protected network. An 802.1x deployment consists of three major components: supplicant, pass-through authenticator, and authentication server. Authentication is handled using the Extensible Authentication Protocol, or EAP. NPS instructs the pass-through authenticator, or wireless access points, or switch, to place supplicants that are not in compliance with NPS into a restricted network. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: I have worked with Windows 2003 Server Network Access Quarantine Control extensively. Will this help me better work with Network Access Protection? Answer: The short answer is no. Microsoft has totally changed the way network access is controlled in Windows Server 2008. For instance, there is no longer an Internet Authentication Service and Routing and Remote Access Service. These have been wrapped up into the Network Access Protection. Question: You mentioned VLANs in this chapter. I am not very familiar with this technology. Should I seek other sources to help me understand this new subject? Answer: Definitely. Microsoft probably does not give VLAN technology the time it deserves in its courseware or exams. In the workplace, it is almost a must to understand how VLANs work, especially if you are wanting to work, or already do work, in an enterprise environment. Earlier in this chapter, you were given a link to a Cisco article that explains VLANs in detail. It would probably be a good idea to go out and give this article a once-over. Question: My employer has not installed or migrated to Windows Server 2008 yet. Should I get hands-on experience before sitting for this exam? Answer: yes. The best advice for any Microsoft exam is to actually sit down and work with the product. Go out and download the free copy of Microsoft Virtual PC 2007 and register for a 180-day trial of Windows Server 2008 Enterprise Edition. With Microsoft Virtual PC 2007, you can use multiple virtual machines to build virtual networks. This way, you can set up just about any scenario in a test environment. Question: I noticed in this chapter a lot of new acronyms that I had never heard before. This kind of makes me nervous. Is there a way to cover them all? Answer: there are a lot of new services and server roles with Windows 2008 Server. The best way to learn new acronyms and their meanings are good old-fashioned flashcards. Also, keeping a list with any new terms and definitions is always a good study habit. Question: what is the technology in this material that hangs up students the most? Answer: the technology that always seems to get a lot of questions has to deal with IP security enforcement and 802.1x. IP security usually causes students problems with certificate authorities and learning how to manage certificates. There are a lot of good white papers on Microsoft TechNet website to help you with this topic. Also, 802.1x causes some issues because the student does not understand VLANs and RADIUS. It gets a lot of attention on tests and courseware, but a lot of students have never really got to play with this type of technology. Question: I am having some problems understanding a specific topic in this chapter. Is there any place I can go for more help? Answer: the best place to go would be the Network Access Protection website on TechNet. There are webcasts, white papers, and labs out there for download. You will find an answer to just about any question concerning NAP on this site.